This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 45. We know it's not better there than here. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 45 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. As always, I hope you are doing very well. I hope yourself and your family are doing very well. So today, before I start the episode, I wanted to give you some pointers to help you in your business. So we already know that value is what creates money. So if you don't know that, go to my previous episodes where I talk about how money is created by value. Okay, so if we know that money is created by value, then we have to create value in order to create money, i.e. to make money. But many times, many people are stuck because they are not taking action. They are not taking action. The secret of success, if you didn't know this, I'm going to say this very slowly so you can hear me. The secret of success is consistent action. Period. Consistent action. Period. So if you truly want to be wealthy, if you truly want to be successful, you have to take consistent action. So when I say consistent action, I'm referring to the type of action that will get you results. For example, designing a logo is not going to get you results. Designing a website is not going to make you wealthy. Those are passive action. You need to take massive action. Massive action is getting in front of your clients, being more visible for people to know you exist. Nobody's going to buy from you if they don't know you exist. So you have to take massive action in your business. But many people are stuck because they are not consistent. They try one strategy a couple of weeks and then they give up. Okay, I see that in many people. Like, so don't feel bad if you are experiencing that right now. So I have an offer for you. If you're truly ready to be successful, I have spots open in my 90 days consistent action bootcamp. Okay? Because here's the thing, if you take action consistently for 90 days, you will double your income guaranteed. 100%. There is no doubt. If you take massive action consistently every single day for 90 days, you will make lots and lots of money. So if you're interested, if you know you struggle with procrastination, if you know you struggle with shiny object syndrome, you're jumping from one business strategy to the other, you buy courses, you buy trainings, you buy more programs, you're always looking on social media to see what the latest trend is, and you're not taking action, here's a unique opportunity for you to finally take consistent action for 90 days. And you finally, be the woman that makes things happen. Okay, so today, I want to talk about the fact that we know it's not better than here. So if you are just, if this is your first episode, welcome. Hello, my name is Joy Roland. I'm happy to have you here. If you've been listening to me, but you've not, like, you don't know what we are talking about in this series. So I'm running a series and I'm going through 12 things that successful, empowered, wealthy women know. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, go back the previous 8 episodes and go through all the ones we've talked about. So for today, we're in step number 8, and it is that we know it's not better than here. So before I start, let me give you a run through of all the 12 steps. Number 1, we know we have to teach ourselves what's possible. 2, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. 3, we know that creating value is what creates money, and we know how to create value. 4, we know that extraordinary success includes lots and lots of money. 5, we know that life is 50-50. 6, we know failure is the price of success. 7, we know we don't get the how until we get there. 8, we know it's not better there than here. 9, we know we are already 100% worthy. We are not trying to make money to prove our worth. We are already worthy. 10, we know it's hard and we can do hard things. 11, we prioritize self-care because we know our health is very, very important. Without health, we have nothing. 12, we know we deserve love and we are empowered to only be in loving relationships. Abuse is intolerated. So today we're on step number 8, and it is the fact that empowered wealthy women know it's not better than here. The reason I like this particular step is because many times people have money goals, they have wealth goals, because subconsciously or even consciously sometimes we think that when we have all the money we want, life is going to be better than what we have currently. And please don't get me wrong. Yes, you have more disposable income to maybe travel the world if that's what you're into. You have more money to buy new houses, more investments if that's what you want. All of those things are nice. But the basic experience of life remains the same. And that means that there will be positive and there will be negative. We're not trying to make money because we want to be happier. Happiness is available to us right now and we can choose to be happy. I cover all of that in step number 2, where I talked about we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. So you need to be very clear in your mind why you want to be wealthy. Okay, and you need to clean up all of those thoughts out if you truly, truly want to be wealthy. And obviously, you're listening to this podcast. I'm hoping you want to be wealthy. So if it's not better there than here, why bother? Why bother creating wealth? Well, for evolution. Yes, because as humans, we are not designed to be stagnant. We are not designed to be in one place. We evolve. And having a money goal, having a goal to be very, very wealthy is the best way, in my opinion, to evolve. Because here's the truth. When you set a money goal and you start to work towards achieving that money goal, all of the obstacles inside your mind, inside your brain is going to come up. And when you solve for all of those obstacles, you evolve. Like, that's the best personal development there is, when you have a money goal and you work towards achieving the money goal, because all of your obstacles, all of your mind drama, all of the things that are buried subconsciously is going to come out, and you solve for all of them as you go towards attaining your money goal. Now, I typically give my clients this example. Oprah, for example, or Elon Musk, or Jeff Bezos. These people are still actively creating value. They are still actively creating wealth. Why do you think that is? Jeff Bezos has enough money for his entire lifetime. Like, he doesn't need to work one single day. Why do you think Elon Musk still goes ahead to create new products? Have you ever thought about that? Like, it's not for the money, obviously, because they have more money than they know what to do with. They're doing it because they are evolving. Because if you sit and you do nothing, that's the fastest way to your grave. Okay? And creating money, creating wealth, is the best way to use the amazing tool we have, the amazing gift we have from God, which is our brain, the human brain. is so fascinating, and even many scientists are still trying to figure out the immense capacity of our brain. So if you stop creating money, if you stop having money goals, your brain starts to deteriorate. And that's the fastest way to your grave, like I said. So we have money goals because we choose to evolve. And evolving makes, like, it makes us feel alive. Evolving makes us feel like getting out of bed in the morning. So for example, I have been blessed to be in a position where I don't have to work, at least for the next 10 or 20 years. I'm not like Jeff Bezos and all these other people, but I have enough saving to keep me comfortable. I have enough investments to keep me comfortable. But when I wake up in the morning, I don't want to just lie down in bed. I want to have something that will keep me excited. I want to have something that will keep me wanting to reach for more, wanting to evolve. Okay, so that's why we have money goals. So here's your assignment. Your assignment is to do some intentional journaling. You have to know for sure for yourself, why do you want to be wealthy? And I promise you, if you're wanting to be wealthy because you want to escape your current life, you want to escape whatever emotions you're facing in your life or circumstances you're facing in your life, apart from the comfort of having more money, which I explained earlier, life is still going to be the same. If you think I'm just bluffing, I want you to reach out to wealth, any wealthy person you know or you have access to, ask them, how is your life like? Ask them, how is your life like? They're going to tell you, I can promise you, it's not rainbows and daisies. That's for sure. You know, the other day I was listening to Oprah and she was lamenting how being wealthy, being in the public eye has some downsides. So obviously, everyone knows she has struggled with her weight. So she mentioned that all of that struggle is in the public eye. And it used to make her feel so sad that people will make comments about her weight and all of this is all of her struggles. But a regular person like me, that nobody knows, for example, I struggle with my weight, but it's not on the media, right? So that's one of the pluses of being a regular person. So I just wanted to give you that example for you to realize that life wouldn't be better there than it is here. You have to learn to love your life now. You have to learn to be happy right now. You have to learn to create happiness for yourself right now. And happiness is created by our thoughts. So you can choose to be happy right now. Happiness is available to you. As always, if you have any questions, shoot me an email or send me a DM. If you're interested to join my 90 days consistent action bootcamp, like if you're truly, truly serious about your business and you're not doing this as a hobby and you want to actually double your income, I'm going to drop the link for you to jump on a strategy call with me so I understand your business goals, I understand your vision, and I can tell you how this bootcamp will help. As always, it's always a joy to do this podcast. I will see you on the next episode. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.